Hello and welcome to Limerick City Gallery of Art, and I'm standing here right beside a man who's running a catering operation. He's running a catering operation here which is called Zest. What's it called? Zest?
Zest.
Just Zest, okay. Zest. And he's the manager, and I'm just showing him how Audio Boo works. So, sorry, what's your name?
Eddie.
I interview you on this, right? And we can talk for as long as we like, really, you know. We bore the pants off people, we've done too long, but we can do a short interview. At the end of this, you know, we can put in, and I could say to you, well, you know, why did you set up this business?
The passion for food.
And it's a really crowded marketplace. There are loads of people passionate for food. What makes you different in your passion?
Quality and price.
Right, so, okay, come on, give me a bit nitty-gritty stuff, quality. Tell me some ingredients that you love, bits of food that you love.
My son loves the hot chocolates.
You do hot chocolate here? What machine do you use for doing chocolate?
Gaggia,
right. Happy with them?
Brilliant, excellent machine.
Great. So, what kind of coffee do you put into it?
Coffee beans brewed in Colombia.
Right. And in another situation, you see, I could be saying to you, well, so which farm in Colombia, right?
Sure.
Which one?
Yeah.
And the coffee people would be completely riveted about that. But, okay, so that's the coffee stuff. I mean, quality of food, are you a generalist, basically? You just like things to be good? Or do you have a particular passion for, the sweet things or tart things or...
What do you like best? For unusual foods, actually, because all their stuff is unusual and unique to Limerick, and the chef, all the salads are actually individual by the chef. You won't find them in any other cafe.
All right, so you have a chef here during the day.
The chef in EFG who produces all the goods. Everything is baked fresh, and all the pastries and breads are all baked fresh daily in the head office,
and delivered to you here every morning.
Daily, fresh.
Wonderful. What time do they deliver things to you?
8 o'clock.
So you're up here at 8. What time do you close down?
6 at night.
So you're open to the public though from
9 till 6.
Great. Mm. Look, I mean, this is a fabulous place. It's in the art gallery. But how on earth do you manage to tell people in Limerick that you're just a stone's throw from O'Connell Street?
That's the toughest part. Through advertising. Word of mouth has been the best advertising so far. Just basically good quality, good prices, and people are coming back because of what they're receiving.
And I know you also have a Twitter account?
Zest Limerick.
Zest Limerick, right. So Zest Limerick has a bit of a challenge on their hands, which is how do I link with the other people on Twitter in Limerick, or even people coming to Limerick who are on Twitter, like me? In theory, I was coming to Limerick today, like, for example, and I mean, I don't...
To know about it, sure.
You see, if you go onto the Twitter search thing, you can find out who's tweeting about Limerick. You could actually send them a tweet saying, come here and I'll give you 20% off your coffee today only.
Right.
And suck them in here.
Sure, interesting. Okay.
Anyway, look, so we've done this little interview, right? We have used about 4 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'll now stop it and I'll show you what happens to it next, yeah? Because
right.
Basically what's going to happen is I'm going to stop the recording and I'm going to show you how very, very quickly you put a photograph onto it,
right.
You put some tags onto it, which means that Google, the search engine, will find it much more easily, and then we can upload it, although the Wi-Fi here is ridiculous, it's useless, it doesn't exist really, but it might be better tomorrow. But basically it would be uploaded onto Facebook via Facebook and Twitter,
mm-hmm.
More or less immediately.
Very good.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah.